Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, it's that time again, a Wednesday, when Thabiso Ntubazana comes in, gives us a bit of stress, but educates us while we do it. 5 minutes after nine. Hello, Thabiso.
Good evening, Osphamelo. Good to be back.
It's always lovely to have you. You want to discuss lifelong spousal maintenance.
Yes.
Okay, let's debunk that. What is that?
All right. So remember when we spoke on divorces some time back, we said that there's things like interim orders that allow the spouse who is financially vulnerable to get interim maintenance before the divorce is finalized. But what we didn't go into was once the divorce is done, we only mentioned in passing that a spouse is entitled to spousal maintenance.
Okay. So the spousal maintenance is the kind of maintenance you are entitled to only if you were getting it before.
No, not really. Mm-hmm. As long as you're married to somebody, you're entitled to spousal maintenance, right?
Before divorce,
it's deemed that you are maintained, or rather you're maintaining each other in this marriage. That is how the marriage is supposed to be. I know it's not the case.
Everybody's stopping right now and thinking, What? Let's go through this again.
Yes.
You are saying two people,
mm-hmm.
it is assumed.
It is deemed.
That la maintaina.
Yes. Mm. So as long as you're married, you are maintaining hubby. Hubby is maintaining you.
Okay.
So the lifestyle that you live and all of that is maintained by both parties and all of that. So when things go south,
mm-hmm.
and then we end up divorcing, the party usually who is less financially stable is entitled to spousal maintenance. And the law usually isn't saying that spousal maintenance is for the rest of your life. It is for certain periods. Usually it's the 6 month break. It's called the break off point, mm-hmm. wherein Ntabi Singh and Pamela have divorced, and Ntabi Singh has been ordered as the spouse that is more financially stable,
mm-hmm.
versus Pamela to say, listen, you are going to pay Ntabi Singh X amount of money for maintenance,
mm-hmm.
of her. And this has nothing to do with the children.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the house. It has everything to do with the individual that you were married to.
So yes. Let's talk about the purpose of the spousal maintenance.
Yes.
Is it what? Is it to make sure that your lifestyle, what is it for?
It is usually to kind of bridge the gap between you trying to stabilize yourself.
Okay.
So sometimes it's the 6 month one that I'm talking about. And then sometimes it is a situation wherein it's either upon the other party getting work, if they were not employed in the marriage when, mm-hmm. they were married, or they got retrenched, whatever the case may be. Or it is a situation wherein I will maintain you until you are in another relationship.
So this let's say person X,
yes.
has never worked.
Mm.
Maybe they worked, but when they went into the marriage, they stopped working.
Yes.
And what, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years has gone by.
Mm.
What are the chances that they're going to get work
again? Usually it's very slim.
Yes.
Because you don't have the experience anymore.
You've lost all that time.
Correct.
So what does that then mean for the period with which you must pay this spousal maintenance?
So the court never really gives you maintenance for the rest of your life. It is just to get you to a point to try and stabilize yourself. So it is usually a toss-up based on the circumstances and the facts that are put before the court. To say, for example, that situation that you just spoke of, it would be a situation wherein usually maybe instead of the 6 month break-off point, it is maybe a year or 2 years to try and get you to a point wherein you can do for yourself, right? And usually it's higher than the normal maintenance that you would go. Usually you hear the 5,000 rand maintenance, 3,000, whatever. Sometimes it's higher to, mm-hmm. try and get that person to a place that's not exactly as they were when they were married,
mm-hmm.
but in a place where they're stable enough to try and live on their own without being supported by the ex-spouse.
Okay. How does the court then make a decision on how long?
It depends on the facts and the merits of each case, depending on the circumstances like the one we just talked about, mm-hmm. or maybe somebody was employed but the workspace didn't pay enough money, and therefore we're just getting you to a point that it will, you will be okay at this stage. So it really because remember, when we do a divorce, we have to do what we call a financial disclosure affidavit.
Mm.
So the financial disclosure affidavit gives the court your financial stance at the time of the divorce.
Mm.
So the court is aware, can see through your bank statement, through your investment portfolios, all these things, and can show that this person for X amount of time hasn't been able to survive based on their income. They were supplemented by this spouse with this amount of money. So if this were to continue for this period without all the other responsibilities that came with the package of marriage, perhaps it can be up to this situation. Sometimes we get experts to come in, like actuaries, to come and give evidence to say, based on what we see on paper, we advise that the court should grant an order to say X, Y, and Z, because that would be that would put the plaintiff or the defendant, whoever is the one that is financially not stable, in a position where they can be able to maintain themselves. So the court doesn't just thumbsuck information. They really have to research and get more facts on each case to make such a determination.
So just to make it clear, people must not assume, it's not always just the woman.
Yes.
Because I think people frown upon the fact that sometimes it's a man that must be maintained.
Yes.
And it's got nothing to do with gender.
Correct. That's why the term spousal, as long as you're a spouse to that marriage, and you, whether you're the man, you're the less financially stable, then you are entitled to claim for spousal maintenance.
Okay. And then it gets quite interesting sometimes.
Yes.
Where someone deems themselves lesser.
Yeah.
When it's not true.
Yes.
They can pretend to be lesser.
Correct.
Because they don't want to give you the pleasure.
Yes.
Of giving you spousal maintenance. How does the court view that?
So this case that brings this topic around, the spouse in this matter, who was the man, unfortunately, in this matter, tried to do that and make himself...
Oh, they do it all the time.
So the man in this situation tried very hard to convince the court that he
was insolvent.
Yes. Yes. And like I said, the financial disclosure affidavit.
That they own nothing.
Yeah. So in that financial disclosure affidavit, in his bank statement, it's showing monies that are going out into what looks like is other bank accounts, whether it's investments
somewhere
or whatnot.
Offshore.
You know? But in his account that he transacts with, he has nothing.
Mm.
So having looked at that, the court wanted that information because it is it's a financial disclosure.
Yeah.
It's not you picking and choosing what you want the court to be aware of. And since he was not coming to the party with that before this matter was put on the roll, the court was like, when it eventually got to the roll, the court is saying, you're not playing open cards with us because you want us to deem you to be in this particular space in terms of the finances, but you're not bringing us all the information. From your bank statement, how's that 70,000? How's that 50,000? Dear guy. Where are those accounts? Are they debts? If they're debts, show us that this is the debt with this particular bank, this particular whatever, so we can see that you are actually paying a debt. If it's not a debt and it's going to an investment account, it's going into a credit card, it's going whatever the case, bring it here. And you failed to do that when your colleagues this side compelled you to bring this information.
Woo! Simpiwe is calling from Tembisa. Simpiwe, good evening and welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Simpiwe.
Yes, Tonalo.
Yebo put.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, ma'am.
Go ahead, Simpiwe.
Tonalo, I've been listening to you during the night.
Mm.
And I picked up that you are in a position of helping some other people. And I'm in a position, I'm seeking for help from you, actually.
Okay.
Now, this is my story, Pamela.
Yeah.
I would like to be brief and concise.
Yeah.
I've worked for a post company.
Okay.
Which is AXA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I worked there, I worked for 23 years.
Yeah.
Then now, I had the case with AXA.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say maybe it was some sort of a misconduct. You understand, when you are in a wet environment, you'll be having your favorites and the likes, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it happened that, okay, it was a sort of a misconduct. Okay, it's fine. Internally, we went there, it was a dismissal.
Mm-hmm.
Then after dismissal, I actually appealed internally to say I was not happy about the decision they took against me.
Okay.
Then now, okay, fine, they turned a blind eye. Then I took the matter to CCMA.
Mm.
When I took the matter to CCMA, Pamelo, like, what is encouraging me, I was listening to you. The past 3 months, then I said, no, this is the only person who can help me.
Mm.
Now what happened, Pamelo, we went to CCMA, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Now when we arrived there, I was there with a guy from NUMSA, which was the union official.
Yeah.
And now, during that process, remember internally, when I was at OR Tambo, at AXA, there was a guy who represented me. He was the one who was familiar with the case. He knew everything.
Okay.
Now my case was shifted to another official, which was one of the members from Chicken Park.
Sure.
We went to camp, CCMA in Pinoni.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you arrived there, remember there's a queue.
Yeah.
They said so that you can be called, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Then I was called with my representative. Called. Responded in terms of I'm present.
Sure.
Good. Now they went to exercise. They even went outside to actually announce and find out who's representing Apple's company that day. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Now what happened is, Kemal, you know where I'm sitting now, eh?
Yes, but
now I'll add. Let me just finish this one.
Mm-hmm.
Now there was no one who was representing outside. Now the lady who was a commissioner.
Yeah.
I remember very well her name.
Mm-hmm.
And her surname.
Mm.
And then she was aware that there was so and so from AXA.
Mm-hmm.
And she picked up the phone, she called the guy.
Mm.
Chief, you are nowhere to be found, and we know that you are the only one who's representing AXA at CCMA. The guy responded by saying, I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no more representing AXA at CCMA.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Now, I thought as to say the case will be actually postponed.
Yeah.
And now, guess what? Now, this is the scenario now.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who was sitting internally with me at AXA, he's no more there. He gave the case to the other guy, with the NUMSA officials.
Mm.
And this guy doesn't know what the real transport in terms of aviation sector.
Mm.
Then, okay, fine. Now I said, let's wait, because I heard that this guy is no more coming representing us, you understand?
Yeah.
And then now the commissioner insisted that we continue with the case. It continued when I came in. Now, let me give you what happened. Hey, Tremel, that's it. No problem with this.
Yeah, who's up with one?
And now we sat there, they started the process. I was questioned. Crosses the mind all on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And now AXA representative was not there.
Mm.
Up until we went, she went to conclusion.
Mm.
And now, guess what happened? Mm. He has just said, okay, from now on, because the AXA representative was not here, what will happen? Then she said to me, give me the so-called, what is this? Award.
Mm.
And that came. You know, guess what happened?
Mm-hmm.
When I get that award, it was in favor of the employer. And when the employer was not there, and the case was not argued. And now I fail to understand. It seems to be unfair to me, because I mean, okay, if AXA was there and we discussed the matter, I would be on the wrong side of the law. That should, now I want justice to be in place.
Okay, Budum, I hear you. And Thabiseng, it's quite clear. He just wants to know, why is it that they awarded AXA when there was no representation from AXA?
So usually, even if there's no representation from APSA, if the evidence before the commissioner does not support your claim. So I'm assuming that you had referred an unfair dismissal to the CCMA.
Mm-hmm.
Ne?
Mm.
So based on whatever evidence that was there, if it doesn't conform to the definition of what unfair dismissal is, then whether or not the other party is present, the commissioner will grant it in favor of the party whose merits are there. Do you know what I mean? So the fact that the other party wasn't present is neither here nor there, to be quite honest. But what ought to have happened, but actually I'm lying now because it has recently changed, wherein the CCMA is no longer allowed to dismiss a matter if the other party is not present. You have to try and make all means to bring all parties to the hearing, or otherwise postpone it to make sure all parties are present. But yeah, with that being said, it depends really what evidence was laid and whether it conformed with unfair dismissal.
Asikhulume butwa, ake sikhulume kahle.
Okay. I understand you guys.
Angithi uyasho nawe ukuthi wenza izinto. Angithi?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Le case ye misconduct is fair because nawe uyasho ukuthi wenza izinto. Angithi?
But okay.
No, asiqale lapho so that we can take it step by step. Ngifuna ukuthi sizwane. Ngisho ukuthi wena ngomthetho bo
Mango, if that is in your reaction.
And Elaine, Simpiwe, I lost you there for a second. Just repeat that.
Yes, Tommy.
Simpiwe, what has happened?
Yeah.
We are near Gaza, man.
Okay, can I move?
Yes, yeah. You are fine now. Yeah.
Okay.
Now
I'm saying, the company. Remember, they can implicate your name.
No. I need to ask Kale Kone case. Bo wrong na when Asimpiwe.
Not at all.
Okay. So this entire process is unfair dismissal, according to you.
That is very correct.
Ofuna ku review one, okay.
Exactly.
So Ntabi saying the question is, what recourse beyond CCMA does he have?
So now the next step is to take it to the Labour Court.
Okay.
In order to review the award that was issued by the commissioner. So the process is that it is not easy to do it yourself. You have to get an attorney.
A lawyer.
Because it's the High Court at the end of the day. So they will issue a notice of motion to the commissioner and to the employer to inform them that you are now taking the matter on review with your founding affidavit. And then the CCMA will then supply your attorney with the record of the arbitration in its entirety so that they can listen or read the transcribed record and then put that in your papers as well so that the court can look at it and see whether the commissioner came to the conclusion as a reasonable person would have, or they misunderstood your case and therefore they will set aside that award.
So because obviously it seems to me like Simpiwe is not working now.
Yeah.
Legal aid, can it come to the party?
Legal aid in Johannesburg. That's the one
I'm listening.
Legal aid, ne? You need a lawyer for this one.
Yeah.
To go to the Labour Court. To go to the lawyer, to the Labour Court. Zama legal aid.
On Fox Street, ne? And almost next to where the former Joburg High Court used to be on Fox Street. I know they do it. And then there's also legal aid in Krugersdorp. They also started a labor department there. So try those ones.
I understand you guys. You understand? The reason for me, I was seeking for another advice. I think in a democratic society, guys, we know that, like some of us, especially we black people, no?
Mm-hmm.
We seem not to be knowing our rights. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think that's why it's a cool mangalendo, so that we can help you.
Exactly. So now, yes, but it's like in the corner, you see me. Now I expected, in terms of the law, as you say, it stated very clear, that paper stated very clear, as you say, there should be AXA respondent, and myself as an applicant. It was unfair to me, the commissioner, to continue with the case when the two parties are not there. Because I made to believe, as you say, she was supposed to say, okay, if the company representative is not available, let's postpone the case, giving me the chance so that I can even go back and see how best can I work out on my case. But now she decided to continue. Now, my question is to say, does she have a right to do that?
No, but I need to put one. Simpiwe, this is why the labor court comes in. Because the labor court will then reprimand or whatever. They will dismiss her or whatever the case may be. And then, if you need to get a payout, you'll get a payout. Oksalayo, you will hopefully get some justice. Asizamele ye labor court. And then, if you don't come right, with the legal aid, call us and then we'll try and sort it out so that abanye abantu nabo they can see how to solve matters like this. Simpiwe?
I understand. Fully so.
Okay.
And listen to me now.
I was Simpiwe. There are other people who are waiting. Tell us when you don't go right. Tell us if you go right. And then let's see how we can take it from there. Let's take a quick break. I'll be back with more after this. 086-000-0959. Thabiseng Dubazana is here. Anonymous is on the line. You're Anonymous. We're so sorry. Simpiwe just, you know, I'm sorry, Anonymous. I'm sorry. Good evening and welcome. Welcome. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm sitting with a baby here. Somewhere in 2018, and then I appointed a lawyer somewhere in Belfast, and then I saw the way. He said it's your corner, in your corner, because who comes in the young foster zone, and you must be used on and facility, but they are foster. Instead of Ali, a melanina, in the burning artist of the killing it. But then now, when we continue, I appoint any lawyer, what happened is Wahamba Watata this case and but Labayana is the fact. They said ba file the application, they said in the case number, the case number corner is LP RC 038.
You don't have to give us the case number, Putwam.
Yeah,
I don't think we're allowed to do that on air. Yeah.
All right, man. Then, instead of declaring the case, the court, the guy said, no, I found the case, Pulukwa. The summer responded, I said, Pulukwa. And then we went there, then we lapang, Kalam Nasacha Buzia, so we put in the Gala. Then, the other party, they represent our former family lawyer. Then I think, in the other event, so are you on a
divorce lawyer?
The conflict of
conflict of.
Then, but they were communicating with this lawyer, but my lawyer. How do you communicate with these guys and to get a representative family now? All right. The case went on until somewhere, I think, in 2022, if I'm not wrong. Then remember, I was dissatisfied with the former lawyer, SFFR. Then here's another lawyer and this into animals understand. And then from there, by your court, I think, reached settlement. Kashangana and lawyer, a lawyer reached settlement. The judge said, in 15 days, Kashangana, then we reached settlement. 1, 2, 3, 4, until today, umangi sala that case and move. Because I've got the case number, I just mentioned it now. Only to find the witness, a court, that case, Aiko, but irregistered, that means you think it now. How can you filing about empty? When they learn, if I'm in case of that lawyer, and one thing I beg is that I try to find out the lawyer,
According to your own knowledge, wena, are you divorced now? Mau checka kulo e court.
Okay.
Do you have a decree?
No.
I don't have a decree.
You don't have a decree.
Ngashadanga umshado wasenkantolo besingasayinanga, but we paid lobolas.
So according to you, le settlement begu yini settlement yani?
Okay, but that is the sala engineer to like
need to
done like my house, and then you see the mortgage four, and then nami
the or ama assets been divided ama assets.
Material thing.
Okay, got you.
And now is a former divorcee, and then is a divorcee. Meaning, we don't have many.
No, I understand. Agana, you copy your settlement.
That woman doesn't even want to talk to me.
Lawyer, because Angiti, if there's a settlement, it means that maybe they're asking you to hand over whatever the settlement is. Angiti pela, even if angafunu kuma now, you must still settle the settlement.
Yeah, I'm having a problem in accessing what you call the lawyer.
So, but bafuna nguwe.
They nobody showed me. Mina, it ain't this. I mean, anything. Kuna lok.
Oh, wofun. Thank
you. Yeah.
Wofun is it?
Yeah, he's until now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let's maybe understand just kancane nje butwam.
Yes.
Zikuphi lezi zinto? Zihleli nawe.
Okay. These motives you choose with me.
Mhm.
Motives you choose with yena.
Okay. Okay. Ufuna ukuthi zibuye le imoto lezi zithu.
Okay. These moto.
Yeah.
As guys zithole ngokomthetho. Nami ngihlale nalezi enginazo
ngomthetho. Okay.
Ungabi nje into elengayo engaziyo ukuthi ivelaphi iya.
Yena, okay, ngicela ukubuza ukuthi abakakutsheli ukuthi bona bafunani. Ngoba I understand ukuthi wena ufunani, ne? But bona bebethi bafunani.
The counter what you call the yabo.
Yeah.
The banga nankinga ya distinct, but they were having a problem. Mali le finally can share.
Okay.
But then now angina ni copy the settlement.
Yes. That's why ngibuza ukuthi umuntu ofuna Okay. Umuntu ofuna let's say imali kuwe ngithi uzothi buti na i settlement uskweleta I don't know 2 rand 3 rand ngithi abakabuyi ku.
Nobody can get to me. Okay. Even the very morale entity that bam strike is nowhere to be found now. Even a court lapho in case be khona la khulu dal.
Okay, Ntabise.
So you said Ikezi is a Robestal court.
Yes.
And civil section yabona abana yole case le.
Ntabise. It's simple this thing. I think from my understanding, in the first place, he was not supposed to go to Robestal.
You're supposed to go to the High Court. It's easier that
this
way.
He knows that because he says, in the first place, it was strange that they went to Robestal.
Yeah.
So this guy is bogus. End of story.
You know what you can do just to make your life easier, man? Unfortunately, imali yakho iphelile from two different lawyers who did you dirty, unfortunately. Ne? Mm. But what can be done is that if the matter doesn't exist, kule Robestal yakho, ne? Then it just means you just start the matter afresh.
Start again.
In the proper courts. Mm. One understand. Where are you based when?
I'm based in the campaign, just about 30 kilos.
Then it's easy.
You must start again.
You must just go to the High Court Blom.
They did you wrong.
Yeah, no, they did you dirty.
Yeah, no. You must start again, Buto.
Yeah, askies.
You must start again.
And if he's already suspended and struck off the roll, there's nothing more you can do.
They can't find him. They won't find him.
Apart from opening a criminal case against him, then they can search him as the SAPS because you know what I mean?
But yeah, because my worry is they went to court. They went to court with
no, but they're crooks. These people are crooks. So they knew what they were doing. You're the only one who doesn't know what was happening.
It means that the court case didn't really...
It doesn't exist.
Yeah. And they know that I don't work anywhere. I won't have money for another 10, you understand?
Yeah.
So...
Look, Baba. There's also mediation. You can, all those things don't necessarily have to cost money. I think you must just go to the court yourself. Don't look for a lawyer, unless if you feel you need one. But you can go to the court and you can get someone to mediate.
There's mediators posted at each court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which are state mediators, and you're not going to be paying lawyer fees like you've been paying.
No.
Yes, Wagal.
This is worrying me. You know, I contributed a lot of money into this thing, HEP, FDR. I contributed a lot of money into all this stuff. And, you know, the advantage that I can't have money is because most of the assets we position high. But now, fine. I paid money, I went to court, and at the end of the day, I got nothing, and then I don't know what's going on.
But Nayo Kumbule, legally, she has nothing also. So you can't say, Oguti, you've lost, per se, because all the assets that are in your name are still in your name. It's just that you need clear lines that show, like you were saying, which she must keep whatever is hers, you must keep whatever is yours, and what also there's a court order that is in place. So when in Blommo, approach legal aid that's there, they will assist you with divorce in this particular matter, or like Ospimile said, there's mediators sitting in court that can assist you.
Okay, what you're saying is the legal aid can assist.
Yes. You don't even have to go to legal aid. You can even go straight directly to the court yourself. You can go to legal aid if you want, or you can go to the court yourself. and try and see what they can do. But it seems to me like there is no case. This is all of this is bogus.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to me like it's
real. But
worries me is that the clerks of the court might have been involved.
Of course.
Because that case number that he mentioned doesn't exist. That's how it starts. It's GPR whatever and then the case number. So it shows that the clerk...
Yes, the case number. That one is GN, Mama. Yeah. It's provincial, and the RC is for the regional court. That one is genius.
No, it's a tough one.
Askies.
And then, I think what should be done, I can lay a charge against the attorney.
You can. A criminal charge. Straightforward criminal charge,
Because you see, the problem, what made me so much suspicious, it didn't. But at the same time, Uben going to a court. I know the guy, he's famous. He's one of the good guys, one of the good advocates. But you even try to kill it, I didn't know that. I will go to the court locally and then seek for some advice and should it happen, you can always an amazing mind and I feel allowed to ask some advice from you.
No problem.
Thank you, Anonymous. All the best, Neputwa. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back after this. Tabi Singh Dubasana is there are problems.
There are lots of problems.
Okay, you were just explaining to me off air that it happens a lot that you can get these bogus people.
Yes.
So just give me the modus operandi.
So what usually happens is that you will find attorneys that are permanently all the time at court, in a specific court. They don't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
So
it's indicating,
We call them resident attorneys. This. Some of them are admitted, but they've been working in that court for so long that they don't go anywhere else. But others just happen to just be there. And then they appear in that court because most of the time, presiding officers don't ask for our papers to show that, one, we've been admitted, two, we have a right of appearance in front of them, and then three, we have our FFC, which is our Fidelity Fund Certificate. So because they're so busy, the magistrate, with matters that are never ending, they usually don't have the time to ask these things. So that's why people can practice without being caught. I remember when I was working in Nigel Court, one was caught after I had been there for what, maybe 2 to 3 years. And I thought he was actually brilliant.
You thought he was legit?
Yeah, he was actually quite brilliant, in my humble opinion.
Usually they are.
You know, he was very brilliant. And then after I left there, I was informed that, no, he got caught out. He was sentenced to 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, they're there. The thing is, you won't know because all of us, there we are with our gowns, carrying files. You won't know that Ntabi Singh is legit and Pemelo is not, or vice versa. So what you do is that once you have the information of the attorney, go straight to the LPC website. It's easy for you to check. You check the practitioners on the LPC website, put in the name of the attorney who's now been, whom you've appointed to assist you in the matter. And if they don't appear anyway on the LPC website, it either means, one, they've been struck off. You can actually check even the struck off list as well to check if they're there.
Yeah.
So if they're not on practicing practitioners on a struck off list, on the suspended list, it means they don't exist anyway. They have not been registered with the LPC throughout the entire country. So you can know for a fact that this person is not legit, and then you can move on swiftly from that person and don't find yourself in the position such as our previous caller found himself in.
And unfortunately, there's no recourse if he can either just go to the police and that's it.
Yes, it's because it's a criminal. It's fraud at the end of the day, because you're misrepresenting that you can do X, Y, and Z when you can't, and then you receive money as a result. And usually they work at cash. They say, pay me a deposit, 20,000, bring the cash tomorrow at court. You don't deposit into an account because you don't want any paper trail that connects them.
So you are speaking about the case number.
Yes.
Being legit. So you're saying that even the court itself may not know that he's a bogus lawyer.
Yes.
So it would have probably gone through the right channels, yes, in a way.
Yes. And then the court file was either taken away from the court premises or it was emptied. So if the brown file, so the way that it happens is that once you have, once you have your summons ready, you go with your three copies to court, and then Dishabuaga stamped it by the clerk of the court, and then they're given a case number. So whenever a divorce is being heard in regional court, it has the first four GNPRC, and then it has the initials of the particular court, so Randburg or whatever, and then it has the numbers, which is the actual case number. So that's how long a divorce case number is in the regional court. So the second he started saying it the way I picked up, it's a proper divorce. So I'm thinking, well, it should be easy to track. But as he went on, it kind of makes sense that it was probably legit. The summons probably has a clerk of the court stamp. But as soon, remember when we are busy filing papers after the summons has been filed, then the other parties file the notice of intention to defend, and all of that is only within the clerk's office before it goes to the magistrate. So when I go and file, they bring the file out sometimes so that I can see if there's any paperwork in there that was not sent to me, so that I can uplift it, make a copy or whatever. So if the clerk, because they see me all the time, they can give me the file and walk away while I peruse the file. If I empty it, I empty it. What are you going to do? As the clerk, you will take that empty brown envelope or file and you put it there, but because it's a piece of paper that's empty, it's going to get lost. And they don't capture it on the system, unfortunately, unlike the high courts, at least in Joburg. The high courts, you capture your cases now on court online. So it's online, it's there.
In the Met court, you can track it.
In the Met court, if it's gone, it's gone.
So in this instance, he would have to just start the process again.
Yes, rather just do that. Yeah.
Okay. We were discussing going back to the original issue. We were discussing the grounds with which you will be able to get the spousal maintenance.
Yeah.
You said earlier, until sometimes you either have another spouse.
Yes. Or you're able to get another job if you had not been working, or, you know, get yourself in a position whereby you are financially stable. So, like I said, it depends on the merits of each case after the court has perused the papers and all of that. So this particular case that came out, as we were saying, that the spouse in that case was trying to give the court the impression that he was not in a financially stable situation, but his financial disclosure affidavit painted a completely different story.
There would be, let's say there are grounds for the one who seems to be, the one who seems to afford more than the other.
Yeah.
To not want to pay. Because maybe, let's just say they're over indebted. Let's just say. Ne? So they are maintaining this home, except that they are over indebted, even though they are the main breadwinner in the house. Yeah. What then happens in that case?
That's why we have this financial disclosure affidavit.
Yeah.
We need to see the proof.
Yeah.
The same way when we apply for maintenance in the maintenance court, you bring your 6 months bank statement so that it can be perused, so we can see a pattern in how you spend and your expenditure, your liabilities and all of that. So it's the same process, more or less, but a little bit more in depth versus in the maintenance court. So your financial disclosure affidavit shows everything that you do. So even if you have investment accounts, they have to be included in there, all of those things. So if you happen to be over indebted, like you're saying, it will show in your papers. And then the court can say, based on what I've perused in your papers, I can see that this 70,000 it's going here, there, everywhere. What you're left with at the end of the day is 5,000 rand. So as a result, you cannot, you need to live when. So we cannot now impose spousal maintenance. Ma'am, I'm sorry, but your claim or request for spousal maintenance cannot pass because of X, Y, and Z based on the papers that are now before me.
So that does happen.
It does happen.
Where the person who was totally reliant on the other gets nothing.
Yes.
Because the other one just can't afford
Correct. Correct. When it's that way, sometimes it may happen also that the court may declare that all the assets must be sold so that it can be split and then money this side. But it's going to end up in the debt anyway.
If they're all, if this person is over indebted, there will probably be nothing left and then there'll be nothing left
Most
for this
likely.
Person.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that does happen.
It does happen. So in this case, though, however, the quite an old couple, they divorced after 29, going on 30 years. So he tried to hide his monies, and then it showed in his papers, and he couldn't bring these loans that he was declaring that there were loans because they didn't exist. So the court did something very interesting, which never happens in our law.
Okay.
The wife was granted spousal maintenance for life.
And you said that never happens?
This is the first time I've come across this case. Where in spousal maintenance is granted for the rest of your life.
Well, you said this is an elderly couple.
It is, but she's 58. He is 60.
Life
60 something old.
Life is maybe another 30 years, maybe.
Maybe
another 20, 30 years.
But that's still a long time from the point of departure of 6 months to up to 2 years.
So in this case, that they had to prove, as you're saying, using actuaries and stuff, that this individual could afford to pay her out for life.
Correct. And based on the factors that we were talking about having not been working for this long, and she's also sickly, and she was reliant on all these things, they worked against him in every way. And he tried to hide money so that he doesn't have to support this wife of his, or now ex-wife. So now he's ordered to pay 40,000 rand every month for the rest of her life.
What's the moral of the story?
Don't hide your stuff. It comes out. And now that there's precedent that says you can support a spouse for life, please go enter properly into a marriage agreement. Don't be saying that it's because of love you're going to be married in this kind of marital contract. And don't be saying he's going to take care of me, I'm going to be a trophy wife, because you may not get a spousal allowance for the rest of your life. And also the other way around. Let your marriage be a proper contract of support, and make sure that you go through this thing properly, because you're going to find yourself in such a situation. Don't hide stuff. It always, always comes out.
Tabi Singh, where do people find you?
We are in Randburg, in the building called HM Terraces, 272 Oak Avenue. We're on the ground floor. We've moved from G9. We are now in G2. That's where you'll find us. Otherwise, you can call us on 087-265-8010, WhatsApp 079-654-7523. And we are on all social media.
We'll see you next week.
Next week.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow at 8.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.